Have you checked out the temperature lately? There's a fever that's about to break. There is a game to be won and a song to be sung. This is our battle cry, make no mistake. So don't look back, the past is past. The future is coming fast. You better make room, we're coming through.
The Zenith Team. Five young superheroes who fought to protect the world from evil.
We got the hands to turn this around. We got the plan to make it go down. We got the whole in this room. We got the mind to go down. Get on that train.
Led by Captain Zoom and his brother Concussion. The team saved many lives. Oh, and with the help of their sidekick, Dr. Grant. The government sought to enhance the team's powers using Gamma 13 radiation. Zoom got faster and stronger. But the Gamma turned Concussion to the dark side. He turned on his own team. Zoom lost his powers and his brother.
Going to end.
Well, I don't know about the world ending, but we've been tracking a pan-dimensional anomaly that seems to be moving toward our time-space continuum.
Dr. Grant, I speak Greek, not geek.
Let me put it this way. Concussion is still alive, and he's coming back.
He was destroyed.
Nope.
We were there. We both saw it.
Nope.
12 days and counting.
Time has come. I'm reactivating the Zenith program. Find me some kids. Misfits. Outcasts. Weirdos. Give me that file. Zoom's the only one who can train them. Now get to Long Beach, find him, evaluate his condition, and bring him back here.
You know he won't cooperate.
You won the Nobel Prize, Doctor. He'll think of something.
Coming, lady. Hey, look out!
Yeah, you sure you're okay, huh?
The guy almost killed me.
Watch out for the grease. I should have told you about those grease spots. Come on, get up. Grant?
Hello, Zoom.
It's Jack.
Okay. Jack. It's good to see you.
Wow, you got old.
Well, it's been, what, 30 years?
What are you doing here, Grant?
Well, we're starting up a new team.
Men's slow pitch softball?
No, a new Zenith team.
You can't be serious.
Oh, we are serious, Mr. Shepard.
Why is the green dress talking?
Well, I'm a psychologist.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Miss Holloway. She works with me.
Oh.
Yes, and despite the theatrics, which were not my idea, by the way, you're the only one who can help us. You're the only superhero left.
Somebody's been giving me the wrong information.
So if you excuse me, I got work to do.
We're here to take you back, not to invite you back. And we're authorized to use whatever means necessary.
Grant.
You can't shoot him!
Ow! Nice.
Sorry.
Sweetie.
Trick or treat.
Thank you.
Give it here, howdy
doo doo. Bully.
I'll take that. She's so weird.
Freak.
That was a good one.
Dylan! Perhaps you'd like to come up and finish Newton's equation?
I think Newton can finish his own equation.
Now, Dylan.
Check it out. Lard Butt's gonna snap the board in half.
Welcome back to Area 52.
Thank you, Grant, for bringing me back to a place I've been avoiding for the last 30 years.
You have two choices, as I understand it. One is to stay here, and the other is to go directly to prison.
How long in prison?
We are also very happy to pay you $500,000.
You know, you could have just said that instead of shooting me with a dart.
Yes.
Mr. Shepard, I can't tell you how happy I am that you've come aboard.
Oh, it's you. Do you have an inner ear problem or something?
Zoom.
Jack.
Right, Jack. Miss Holloway is our leading researcher in the area of latent superhuman abilities. She'll be in charge of training the new Zenith team. She's also quite a fan of yours.
Boy, I have every issue of Captain Zoom and his amazing team. Most of them still in their original plastic sleeves.
That's creepy. But you still have that green dress.
I even have the 5th anniversary double issue, Zoom versus the Atomic Melt. I have it in Japanese, German, Farsi, Hindi, and Braille.
How about that green dress? Still have that?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The return of Zoom.
Show of hands. Who here does not live with their mom in her basement?
We have assembled a group of 10 special candidates. The extent of their abilities is still unknown, like it was when your team arrived.
We wanted your help in choosing the ones with the best potential for a new Zenith team.
Well, for $500,000 in cash and prizes, let's take a look at those contestants, shall we? What are we forming, a spelling bee?
I assure you, they are all quite gifted.
Gifted what? They're a bunch of kids. And what power do they have? I haven't read or heard about a gamma event.
Well, there weren't any. My studies in metahuman psychophysiology have made gamma treatments obsolete. I'm quite confident that we can develop their abilities far beyond what was achieved during the gamma 13 days. And we can do it safely and naturally.
I'm sorry, I must have dozed off there for a minute.
Times have changed soon.
Well, they better be able to do some mind-blowing stuff. What is this? She's blinking fast.
She was better in the audition.
I am a little cooler.
Oh, dude. Now you see him, now you don't. How you doing? Pass the hand sanitizer, please.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Stop that! You're singing the alphabet. That's not a power. And your voice is average. It's not super.
It is too super.
Get another table in here, please, right away.
Things.
Do you see dead people?
I see that you suffer from a massive inferiority complex.
I try to hide that so well.
I'm Jupiter, the gas giant.
Oh, no. Is he doing it, or is he just naturally that chubby? Would you like to introduce our trainees to their new instructor?
I would love to. You ready?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay.
That is getting so old.
Well, considering you can read my mind, I don't have many options.
I can't read your mind. I just feel stuff. And you could stop hitting on me entirely.
No, I can't do that. You and I are destiny.
Children? I would like to formally introduce you to a very great man, Mr. Jack Shepherd.
Sorry, I don't remember eating that.
Great man or washed up loser?
It's a fine line. What a nice kid. Is the long hair and the James Dean angst just a package with you?
Mr. Shepherd is uniquely qualified to be your new instructor. And now he'll tell you why.
Oh, yeah, kids. Do you have any idea what you're doing here or why?
No.
right, the little one.
We were brought here in super secret because we were selected out of a huge group of kids because we're really special. And they needed special kids for a special course. That's what Miss Holloway said.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody use that many specials in a sentence.
She actually worked it in there one more time than Collins did. But it's all a lie. We're here because we're different.
Dylan.
We're not different. Yeah,
come on, you are.
You can pick up a car. You're six. Okay. How different
children.
Does it
don't
get?
Don't tell her that.
Children. Don't be a jerk, man.
What, Tucker? I'm not...
Okay, you children. You...
Hey.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, maybe this will help. I spent a lot of time here at Camp Secret when I was just about your age. And you know what? It pretty much ruined my life.
Mr. Shepard.
Hey, the military would like you to be just like me. You have to work hard and focus. But most of all, most important, you're going to need massive doses of gamma-13 emissions. So let's wheel in that big machine and zap the little guys, huh?
That's not true. Mr. Shepard, hallway.
Right. Let's go to the hallway. You guys want to slip into that lead underwear. You want to protect your privates.
Always the smart aleck.
But he is definitely the target, sir. The center of the dimensional probing is following Zoom here from Long Beach.
We finally found something that Shepard excels at, being the bait. If you can't get those kids combat ready in time, I'll have to dose them with enough gamma-13 to sterilize a trailer park.
And if that should happen, you can rest assured, sir, that I will do everything in my power to make sure it's not my fault.
I told you, we will not be dosing the children.
Based on what we have in there, I think you might want to dose them just a little. Come on, drop them by a nuclear facility and leave them there. I'll drop them off at the dentist and have them x-ray 200 or 300 times.
I don't think you understand their sensitive condition.
What about my sensitive condition? I'm being asked to betray children for money.
Are you done?
I left a little pause there in case you want to slip and fall again. Grant, what am I doing here? Come on.
Let me show you something.
Wow. I made that suit for you.
Too bad you never got a chance to wear it. Welcome back, Zoom.
It's Jack.
It's Zoom.
Wow. What'd you put? Is this...
Oh, cool. Zoom comic.
No, Tucker, wait. Do not touch this. This is a first edition. Don't even touch the sleeve. Now, everyone, please put on your pH-balancing antibacterial gloves. Or not.
Wait, why are you giving us these?
Well, I'm not giving them to you, but I'm showing them to you because yesterday you asked me why Mr. Shepard was a great man. Well, this is why he's a great man.
Because he collects comic books?
No, because he is the comic book. Mr. Shepard is Captain Zoom. And these comics are a record of the incredible things that Zoom and his amazing team did to protect mankind. He was the leader of the Zenith team, faster than Quicksilver, The Flash, and Superman, all together.
No way.
Way.
Captain Zoom!
You need
that
too?
Zoom! Do something fast!
Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag, huh?
You don't look like a superhero.
I don't? Are you serious? You know why? Because I'm not a superhero. There's no such thing as superheroes. No matter what people told you around here, you're not superheroes.
We're superheroes?
Definitely white kids, I'll tell you that. Yeah, what?
Do you get names in costumes?
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Cindy Collins, age 6.
Cindy Collins, age 6. This isn't a parade or a Girl Scout jamboree or some sleepover. It's a military installation. You get military stuff, functional wear. You see this? I used to be able to move my entire body that fast. So they put me in polycarbonate silicone suit. That way it didn't vibrate out of my clothes. You've got to stop doing that.
Can my superhero costume be a tutu?
Are you even trying to listen to me?
So what are they going to make us do?
I don't know, dude. Let me think about that for just a minute.
And you're supposed to be training us. Give me a break. You can barely tie your shoes. Come on, let's let Mr. Zoom finish his oatmeal.
It's cream of wheat, dude.
It's remarkable. 2.5 tons per arm. Wow, you shaved.
Wow, you noticed.
Would you believe that little girl is holding 5 tons above her head? Look at that.
What?
Cindy, what do you wear?
It's my alter ego.
Do you mean your alter ego?
I'm a princess.
Cindy, you're not a princess.
But I look pretty.
Yeah, you know, but
pretty girls don't have any real friends and they never get any respect. I mean, take Miss Holloway, for instance.
Hey.
Scatter.
Nice toss, Cindy. It really good. Why don't you get a juice box and a Rice Krispie treat?
Unbelievable. It's as if he's not even there.
Because he's not there.
Oh. He's escaped again.
Security code Dylan. I repeat, code Dylan. Thank you.
I don't know why he does that.
Because he doesn't like it here, Grant.
Don't know why not. It's good food.
Dr. Grant. Tucker won't come out of the bullpen. It's okay, Tucker. I know you don't have any control over this thing yet, but... can you please try to expand?
I am trying, all right?
You're wasting your time.
Jack, you are undermining his confidence.
What confidence? He's a lazy little chubba bubba.
Oh. Hey. Hey, Marsha.
Exactly what part of him is this? Help.
Hey there. Those kids aren't going to be ready for anything. Unless, of course, you put Tucker in a vat of paint. He swells up. He could do a room in a couple of seconds. Other than that...
well, maybe if you train them at all.
Look, you know, it just might help if I knew what I was training them for.
I'm sorry. I don't have time right now. I'm late for a meeting.
Look out! Oh, man. Hey, are you all right?
Yes.
Well, some fall. You know, you're a nice woman. But this whole program is a mistake. The last thing the world needs is a bunch of kids running around in costumes thinking that they're heroes. Sorry.
What happened to you? What happened to the sacred oath? Issue number one. Faster than fast. Truer than true. In the pursuit of justice,
there is no speed limit. Yeah. Are you bipolar? It's a comic book. It's government propaganda. They made it up.
I'm sorry.
To cover up.
Talking. La 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 la.
It wasn't true. It's not. None of that stuff is true.
Looks true to me. The brain scans do not correlate with the children's test results. They are subconsciously suppressing their full abilities.
We face an imminent threat. These kids have got to be ready now.
Sir, it might help if I knew what the imminent threat was.
Hey! Sorry I'm late. I didn't get the memo. You know? Hey, what? I heard the word imminent threat. What exactly...
hold it, Shepard. We're holding a meeting for people who matter. And Miss Holloway.
Well, I think maybe a big bowl of prunes might turn that frown upside down, General.
Guards, take him where the losers are plotting another failure. He knows a way.
Go to see your family, huh?
Get him out of here now!
Holloway. Do you mind telling me what was going on between you and Larrabee?
Jack, it's late.
I can't help those kids unless I know what's going on.
You know, when they started talking about bringing you in?
Yeah.
I was ecstatic. Finally, I would meet the only real superhero left in the world.
Would you let that superhero stuff go, please?
A hero who would fight for justice at all costs. I was a really lonely, kind of weird child.
Well, at least you know you've grown out of that.
And the only comfort I found was in reading about you.
That's because you're out of your mind. You gotta stop with this comic book stuff.
You know, the first thing you said to me was is that you're not a real superhero.
Right.
Well, I didn't believe you then. But congratulations, because you have convinced me. You are nothing but a bitter man happily getting paid to take your resentments out on these children. It's horrible.
All right, then. We'll do this again. Hey, that was a good meeting last night, Grant.
Yeah, it was cool. It was just a simple staff meeting.
Yeah, that's what I thought, simple staff meeting, based on the way I was shuffled out of there.
So where are we going?
Oh, we got combat training tomorrow. We got to get you into some protective gear.
Don't want to hold your hand, thanks.
Don't want to hold your hand.
Ow, ow, let go of my hand. It's quite painful. All right, I'll hold your hand. Careful. What did I tell you about costumes?
It's not a costume. It's my protective gear.
Yeah? How's a ballerina costume going to protect you?
Are you crazy? Who wants to hurt a ballerina?
Other ballerinas? Brishnikov? Wait a minute. No way. Is that you, Mr. Pibb?
Yeah.
Hey, you recognize me?
How you doing, buddy?
Give me five.
Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, that's the name we gave him. We didn't have any friends down here, so they built us one. You go get you candy and sodas, that sort of thing.
You were nice to him.
Do you have to touch things to, like, understand them?
Not always.
What's he thinking about now?
He thinks you've had an increase in mass.
Mr. Pibb.
It's impossible to know what he thinks, Miss Jones. His program is a rudimentary 15 megabyte system. He has no thoughts.
I suppose you don't have thoughts of what your life would be like if you were a figure skater.
Well then, I guess I'll leave you kids in the capable hands of Jack Shepard.
You do that, Grant. I'll take care of him. Mr. Pibb, is that old Rambler still down in the hangar?
Got the keys?
All right, come on, guys. Watch your heads. Come on, this way. Get over here. Get over, go over there. All right, Pip. Knock off the security cameras. Open the door. Let's go. Go, 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 go. All right, stand right there. Ready?
Whoa. The flying saucer from Area 51. It exists.
Look at that.
Wow.
We rebuilt it as best we could after a crash land in the late 40s.
It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And is this what's going to take us to all of our superhero gigs? I'm getting goosebumps.
Gotta stabilize this thing.
Can I try?
You want to drive?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, just sit down there. And you want to get your hands in that green and blue slime.
Right.
A little gross in there.
Nasty.
Oh, boy.
Make this thing rock.
Yeah, how do you make it go faster?
Faster? Therein lies the problem, guys, of the FE-12. We never really figured this thing out. It only goes 20 miles an hour.
Maybe there's less to figure out than there is to understand.
Hey, barbecue to go.
Tucker, put the cow back.
I'm hungry.
Tucker.
All right.
Hey, watch the
light bulb.
Welcome to Wendy's. May I take your order, please?
Classic triple, lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
Classic triple, lettuce, tomato. I got it.
Classic.
No mayo. No mayo.
Hold on a second. What kind of toys do you have?
Chicken sandwich.
Wait.
Is that it?
Six Frosties.
Six Frosties. Chocolate.
All right. Now, what's everyone else drinking?
We come in peace.
Take me with you.
That's right, Bob. We're outside the Wendy's where apparently a lot of people have seen some type of flying saucer. I'm doing it right now.
Halloween.
David, can you tell us what you saw?
I saw the flying saucer. I saw it land. I saw it make this noise that it made. It was as it wobbled and made. Oh, that's it. That's the way they sounded. Yeah. That's the way it was.
And you actually saw the aliens? I mean...
Well, it's not that the alien in the spaceship ordered from me. I don't know. I mean, maybe the spaceship runs on ice cream. That's my theory. Because he ordered a whole bunch of Frosties.
Well, then you actually saw them. Yes, I did. Tell us what they look
like. Just go back and act like nothing happened. But you had a great day. Let's just leave it at that. All right, you guys? If I were you, Dylan, I'd disappear. Hey, Marcia.
Mr. Shepard, how dare you? Do you even know what you've done?
Yeah. I got you a hot chicken sandwich.
No, thank you.
Are you a vegetarian?
You're supposed to be training these kids for their first simulation. And instead, you're out gallivanting in a stolen spaceship.
Was I gallivanting? Looks like the sauce was not the only thing stuck in the 50s.
You're probably 50. I'm not a vegetarian. It's a life choice. Nothing wrong with it.
Cindy, let go of my face, please. Ow.
What are you doing in here?
I had a bad dream.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad dream. That's easy to do here, I guess. Let's walk you back to your room.
Can I sleep here? Just for tonight?
No, that's not a real good idea. You don't want to stay here. I snore. I'm quite gassy.
I'm scared.
Who? A little help here? You want to stay on the couch?
Thanks, Mr. Sim. Can you let the light in?
Yeah. Leave the door open. Because why would we want it dark while we're sleeping? Good night, Cindy.
Oh. Mr. Zoom?
Cindy, please.
Am I different?
Yeah. You know, but in a good way.
I feel too different.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, because you're wearing a rabbit outfit. You got to go to sleep, Cindy.
Is that why Mommy and Daddy sent me here?
Listen, you were right the first day. You're special. There's nobody in the world that can do what you do. Your parents, who love you very much, they sent you here so you learn how to use your difference to help people. Night. Bolted to the wall.
Welcome to our fully operational multi-platform J-1000 mission simulator. It is imperative that you learn to avoid enemy fire.
A bit more advanced than in your day, eh?
Yeah, in my day we just had that British guy named Ben who threw sticks at us.
So what are the holes for?
It's funny you should ask that. That's the first question people ask. Our technician is Dick. Dick?
The holes are for firing the paintballs.
All right. I'm out of here.
Oh, great. Another code Dylan. He must like that isolation room.
We'll have to proceed without Mr. West.
But the objective is to get the kids to 70% combat capacity. Start them off easily. About 10%. What do you think? 10%?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Dick? 10.
Children, your goal is to stop the simulator by pressing that red button in the center.
How hard can that be?
I don't know.
Are you working on attraction or repulsion?
Watch.
That would be attraction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Your name.
Get me a name.
Hey, how about 9 more? There's your name. Kids? It all works together in a double helix. So if you can manage to... I've got a thing. If you could get the double helix going, I'll be right back.
Helix?
Okay, it's a double helix.
DNA.
That That was ridiculous.
That was really bad.
I thought it was fun.
Hey, guys. I shook down our robot buddy, Mr. Piven. I got you some snacks.
I got mine already. Thanks.
You guys look like modern art. Come on. How'd you guys think the training went?
Oh, please. Like you care.
Hey, chill out a little bit. I'm not the one that dropped you off here at the military base, you know.
No, you didn't drop us off here, but you're supposed to teach us. Thanks for all the training, Captain. You don't care about us.
She's right. I got hit with so many paintballs, I've got more bruises and skin.
Mr. Shepard?
What?
You care about us, right?
I brought cake.
Don't be fooled, Cindy. He only cares about himself. Come here. Let's go get you cleaned up.
Wait, look. Cake.
Still smells like old socks in here. Is he in there?
Sucks being in here, doesn't it?
You know, Larrabee actually knitted this. He and Grant, buck naked by a fire, knit one, purl two. They knitted this to contain people like us. I got out of here 3 times. And I'll bet Cindy could get out of here whenever she wanted to. When I was her age, I used to just have one leg work faster than the other. I did this kind of fast hopping thing.
So you could skip?
Hop. Let's go with hop. One day, a bunch of my buddies want to go down to the creek, you know, to throw fish at each other, paint our face, guy stuff, you know. I wanted to go there so bad that I concentrated and I just began to do my little...
skipping thing.
Hopping. And all of a sudden, man, I was there. Boy, they noticed that. And then other people noticed. People like the Zenith program, they noticed. So they dragged me and my older brother.
I didn't know you had a brother.
They dragged me here, and Grant...
I think he's had enough. Let him out, my dog.
This is Mr. Grant. You can release Dr. West. I'm sorry. This is Dr. West. Could you release Mr. Grant?
Okay, you want us to release...
No, don't release Dr. Grant. Release Mr. West.
But you want us... You just said that we...
Just do what I say.
Yes, sir.
Pretty sure the ice cream's this way.
Outdoor survival simulator?
Sweet. This room is so cool.
What's Dr. Grant doing in there?
Close the door.
Kids! Oh, very good. That's great. It's closing up.
Keep it open just a bit.
It's going, no, it's going, no, no. It closed.
Good job. Shouldn't you be in bed? Seriously. Are you waiting for Peter Pan?
I'm just kidding around. Tucker?
Could you back off the control panel a little bit? There are buttons on there.
I really don't want you to push.
Because...
I told you not to... Why don't you listen to me? Summer, I want you to open that door. I want the rain to stop right away.
Please.
You're making me very angry, children.
This is not funny. This is not funny.
There's the wall. He's a cattle. You got
the other one.
No, Summer, no button. You're not push button. Nah. Also, I told you, no button. If you... Hey, Willy Wadicky, hold John Doodle, the lane, chorus, de-roll, de-roll.
No more buttons.
Cindy. It is the emotional core that is missing in these children's lives.
That magnetizes so you can't move. Put your head against these little diodes and they give you 13 times the lethal dose of gamma radiation.
And that made you more powerful?
Dylan, they're not going to put you in here. That's why I'm here. To encourage your talents naturally. Dylan, I'm talking to you. Where do you go when you fuzz out like that? You don't perchance get a little headache over your eye when you do that, do you?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Dylan.
I got an idea. I want you to think about Summer right now. Stand here and see if you can find her.
But she's nowhere near.
I understand that.
Trust your instincts. Go down this hallway in your mind and find her.
I'm in her room. No, I can see her dancing.
This is unbelievable. This is a real gift. It's called Mindsight. Look, these kids are going to need a leader. This team needs one. And a leader is someone who can see the way. I think that may be you.
And which one of the old team had the Mindsight thing like me?
Oh, Marksman.
And what happened to him? And your girlfriend, Ace?
Well, they all lost their lives doing what they do, being heroes.
Like in the comic book?
Yeah.
So this killer concussion, I thought that was all made up.
Some of it was made up.
This maniac wiped out the whole team?
It really wasn't his fault. I mean, they made him into that.
He was part of the team?
Yeah.
And you trusted him? He was your friend, and he
won. You don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Concussion was your brother.
His name was Connor.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, I'm more than some pretty face beside a train, and it's not easy to be me.
Summer, what's with the necklace?
It was the last thing my parents gave me before they left. I guess they couldn't handle my powers.
Can I?
I'm sorry, Ms. Holloway. We couldn't find him anywhere.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, We'll just have to proceed without Mr. Shepherd today. If everyone will open up their books.
Hey, sorry I'm late, but I had to get my gang together. Make the measurements, guys. Don't be afraid to tickle them.
Almost looks like you're glad to see me.
Okay. Oh. No, I'm not glad to see you. I mean, the children are glad to see you. And, well, I guess if they're glad to see you, then I'm glad to see you. I don't know. Okay, I'm glad. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, kids, this is what we're going to do. We're going to continue your physical training along with your teamwork exercises, but to complement your internal strengths. Yeah.
What do you think it means?
We'll deal with that, but right now, most importantly, I want to deal with the fundamentals, and there's two fundamentals, control and execution. Think about it, control and execution. Come on, guys, follow me. Hey, don't write yourself off
yet. It's only in your head to feel left out. One, two, three. Look down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves. Pull. Your wrong way. You're all right.
He's invented a super fabric for Tucker. Congratulations,
Ed. Yeah! Coolest, strongest, best time you ever had. Because whenever that... Live right now. Nailed it.
Thanks. Their victory. It's been quite a week for them.
Yeah.
Why the sudden change of heart?
They're becoming a real team, those kids. And I didn't realize what an incredible team I had until they were gone. And I'd like them to avoid that same mistake. Nuts?
No, it's beautiful.
No, I mean, do you like nuts?
Oh, yes, please.
There you go. I think if we'd had someone who cared about us and taught us to succeed as a family, things would have been different for Connor and certainly for the rest of the team. Somebody like you. I ain't cleaning that.
Our only hope lies with Marsha and Zoom training the kids. You can't be considering gamma radiation after what happened to Zoom's brother. Concussion becoming evil was a horrible result. He's coming for Zoom sooner than I thought. And this is where he'll emerge. These will allow you to see the dimensional rift we've been tracking.
He's more powerful than I thought. You better have a plan that works this time, Bird Brain.
Well, the kids will have to distract him so that we can launch the sonic net I've designed. The net will capture him in such a way that it causes him to concuss back on himself.
Is that our only option?
Well, if Zoom still had his powers, his speed could create a mega vortex, which would trap concussion and reverse the dark effects of the gamma radiation.
How much time have we got?
Oh, 48 hours, tops.
Anybody home?
Hi.
Hey.
Nothing to wear?
How'd you guess?
Come here. Maybe I have something for you. Here it is. I knew it was in here somewhere.
Wow.
Pretty.
That's perfect. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. It's just one of many purchased for dates that never happened. Turned out to be lonely nights reading my comic books. In between the crying fits. I'll start it with my prom.
I always thought the prom queen should be the girl with the highest IQ.
Now that would make sense.
Finally, a woman without a lab coat. We got a party now. You know, I like having you here, don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure Cindy can handle the competition.
This was really nice of you.
Well, they worked hard. They deserve this.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying?
Look at Summer. Hi.
Hey.
So, where are you going dressed like that?
Why? Do I look stupid?
No, you look nice.
Hi.
Hey. You like it?
Yeah, you look beautiful. I thought your necklace looked a little bare, so I made this for you in R&D. For everything I see in you, and everything I don't, I think your powers are wonderful.
I'm not that wonderful. I mean, I just hope you're not disappointed with what you do or don't see from here.
As long as I get to keep looking, I guarantee I'll never be disappointed.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah. You can take my breath away.
Do you want to dance?
Yes.
Do you mind if we take these off? Because you are so blind. Whoa.
No, it's okay. You just have to move a little closer.
Oh.
Still can't see you.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss you.
What the hell is going on here? And prom is off limits!
Hey, come on, your highness, calm down. You're gonna have a stroke. Look, have a drink. The kids are just having fun.
The kids wanna have a little fun? I like to have fun. Kids, let's take a 10-mile run! Guards, Holloway, make sure it happens now. Move out!
Boy, for a straight guy, you're dramatic. What's all this stuff? What are you doing?
Something I should have done long ago.
You're going to hurt these kids like you hurt my team.
To meet my standards, whatever it takes. We'll be starting first thing in the morning. Let's get cracking!
Hey, guys, everybody, get up. Come on, get up. Come on, gorgeous, hop up. Sleeping for wimps. Get up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
There you go.
Everybody, come on. Get up. Hurry before the guards see us. Good, good, good. Think you guys are getting tired of sleeping. Come on, Tucker.
Come on, buddy, get up. Roll that big potato out of bed. Get your lights. There you go. Come on. Get up, get up. Woo, 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 woo.
Get up. What's the matter with you?
What time did you go to bed last night? How tired are you guys?
All right. Somebody brush his teeth. Get him in his outfit. Let's go. Come on. I said, let's go.
Hmm.
you dressed as? Super poodle? What is that?
Where are we going?
Shh.
Oh, neat. An electrical panel.
It's a secret electrical panel.
Quiet. Come on.
Shh. I'm tired. Let's go back to bed.
I'm hungry.
I'm cold.
Stop whining. Superheroes don't whine.
Where are we?
We are someplace where the cameras won't see us.
Whoa, what is this?
Are we getting our names?
Finally, we get our
names. Wait, I thought you said names don't matter.
All right. I was mistaken. You want names? You gotta have names. Chubby will now be called the Incredible Bulk.
Oh, dude.
That's stupid.
And you, the bully, let's call you Strong Girl.
I want something pretty.
That is pretty.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is pretty. No. And for you, let's go with Mental Chick. And,
I like that.
That is not funny.
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
I think that's good because you're...
I like it.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You're not calling it.
Yeah, Mental Chick and Invisiteen.
Whoa. No, that is terrible. Come on, you're Mega Boy.
Mega Boy?
Hey, what do you call me?
Houdini.
Houdini?
That's good.
You know, he's always escaping. So.
Princess.
And
she's Wonder.
Aw, thanks.
All right, I give up. You guys want to name yourselves? You named yourselves.
Houdini.
Princess.
Wonder.
Mega Boy.
Now we're a team.
Now we're a family. And this family is getting out of here. I'm taking you someplace safe tonight.
But we're heroes now.
And we have names and everything.
I know you do. You have names, you're heroes, but I think it'd be safer if we just got out of here. Take the FE-12, can use that.
Whoa.
What's the matter, Dylan?
I'm in a hallway.
Stay out of the ladies' room.
Okay, now I'm in a control room.
What do you see?
I see Dr. Grant and Larrabee.
Tell me they're wearing women's dresses.
There's frozen images on a screen. I know what they're training us for.
What?
Your brother. He's alive. He's coming back.
It's impossible. Stay out of sight.
General Larrabee, it is only a matter of moments before a concussion will be here. At 8:59 p.m., the portal broke through the final dimension.
Wow. Just when I was beginning to like you. It's all for the kids, helping them cope, bring out what's best in them.
What are you talking about?
Stop the innocent routine, okay?
What? Jack!
That's when we deploy the sonic net.
What the hell's going on?
Right now, my stomach flesh is burning.
Jack, can you talk to me?
Not now, Holloway. Guards, get her out of here.
My brother is alive? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, well, you know, is that a flock of birds or my car alarm? Hold on.
We didn't tell you about Connor because you didn't need to know. They're going to be heroes, Jack, and heroes always do the right thing.
You're going to send these kids up against concussion. They'll never have a chance.
Not the way you trained them. Guards, take this bozo away.
1 hour and counting.
I'm way too big for this. You can't... Guys... You know, they're just a bunch of kids. You can't do this!
Miss Holloway will stop them, won't she?
I don't know, Cindy. I don't know. Well, I'm afraid it's time. I'm so sorry about this, truly.
It's okay, we're used to being used.
I know there's nothing I can do to make this up to you. Except possibly...
Tucker! That was awesome.
Come on, let's go!
Can I help you, Miss Jones?
Put me down, Miss Jones.
Man, that is so hot.
You think so?
Whoa! Hey, not bad. Nice work.
Thanks.
Hasta luego, man.
I'll take this one.
I think he's...
Where is he?
I think he's over here.
No. He's right here.
Hey, somebody call for a rescue party with extra cheese?
Hey, it's about time. Open the door.
You want to do the honors?
And maybe something like, stand back, we're going to break the door down, could have been tossed out.
You know, there's a little green button to the left that says open.
All right.
Yeah. Wait, why is she here?
No, it's cool. She's one of us.
What do you mean she's one of us?
She blows.
Yeah.
No, I mean she blows. Come on, show them.
Whoa. Hmm. Huh. So you've got powers?
Remember, I was kind of a weird child. That's why I came here.
Just say something. This is like great news. You're like part of the family.
Dudes, escape, remember?
Right. Let's go.
I want this done as fast and efficiently as possible. Highest level.
Yes, sir.
What's that? What's happening?
Dylan, open it up.
What are you doing?
I'm saving the day. That's what I do.
Summer, get us out of here.
This is all wrong. This goes there, and that there.
Hey, Dylan, get inside. Get inside.
Shut the hangar doors. Shut the hangar doors.
Oh, boy.
Summer. We're hot to go.
Yes.
What about Jack?
Drop me off here and take the kids someplace safe.
We're not leaving you.
Well, then wait here. At least do that. Wait for me. Let me talk to my brother. This is between him and me.
But we're family.
Believe me, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Mr. Pibb, Jack's out there all alone. He needs our help. Will you distract Concussion? Please?
Oh.
Connor.
My God, it is you. Connor, it's me, Jack. It's Jack. Nobody wants to fight you.
I just want to talk.
Wow. You got old, little brother.
Yeah. I guess I didn't have the advantage of living large in some dimensional rift where I don't age.
Living large? Try alone. Conscious only of being betrayed by you
betrayed?
Out there in that living hell.
You took out the whole team.
You shouldn't have tried to stop me, Jackie.
Jackie? What'd Mom tell you about calling me Jackie?
Boy, that smarts. Oh.
Wow, you certainly haven't lost your touch, brother.
Have you lost your powers, Jack?
Well...
doing that.
You have lost your powers, Jack.
Boy. Hey, are those new boots?
You know, when you say lost my powers, I think if I really looked, I could find them.
This is even better than I expected. Hold up the sonic net and prepare to fire.
This is it, Jack. I've waited 30 years for this. Pib? Pib? Wow! They must have really dragged you out of the mothballs, huh?
Daddy.
Well, hope you got an army behind you. Tiny girl in pigtails. What is this, attack of the preschoolers?
Kids, they don't know what they're doing. Connor, this is between you and me.
So this is the new team,
Cindy,
huh?
Go back.
You just run up to the big bad guy all willy-nilly now? Is that how it goes?
Fire!
Cindy, run!
No, no! Cindy, are you okay? Cindy, you're safe now. You're okay. It's me. It's Jack. Please, Cindy, don't do this to me. You're all right. Come on, Princess.
Princess, that's me.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Shepherd, he moves so fast.
Yes, I did.
I knew it. I knew you hadn't lost your powers.
I guess I just needed a reason to use them.
Jack, I'm sorry. You were right, man. We weren't ready.
Yeah. Come on. You read the comic books? Superhero secret. First plan never works.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
Not by a long shot, sonny boy.
Stand back. No. Everybody get back.
Load up the second net and prepare to fire.
That's a fantastic idea, sir. I wish we had a second net.
Are you fumbling, bumbling boat?
Okay, all right. You guys, wait right here. I'll be back in a second, give or take.
Is that it?
Is there anyone else who can face me?
I'm still standing here, you little twerp.
Sir, I wouldn't do that. What's that sound?
Hey, it's Jackie.
Actually, it's Zoom.
Suit looks good.
Nice suit, lizard boy.
Let's play ball.
Hey, Connor, you kind of suck at this, don't you, dude?
Vortex worked this time. Maybe you can use your powers for good.
Sorry, Jack.
Give your little brother a hug. Come on. Yeah. I got my brother back.
We did it!
Now that's what I call teamwork.
This is Connor. This is Dylan. Come on.
Welcome to the family, brother.
Hi.
This is Marcia.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi, what's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Hey.
Hey.
Summer.
Summer.
I'm Tucker. How's it going, Tucker?
Hi.
Somebody's gonna have to drive on the way back. We
can
got the FB.
Can I drive?
Can she drive?
Yeah, she can drive.
We got the FB-12 running again. Remember the old saucer from back then?
Oh, yeah. Where is it? Out there? Oh, yeah.
Hold it, Zoom!
What?
What are you gonna do now?
You know us heroes. We always do the right thing. Come on, Grant. We got work to do.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
It's Princess Rapunzel.
Whatever.
Don't you know it's been fine. Cause if you wanna change it, drive around. It's been fine. Cause I said you get your groove on. Nothing knows.
And so, Zoom was reunited with his brother and a new Zenith team. But they were more than a team. They were a family.
Team Zenith!
I'll try one time bigger.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I got it. I'm quicker than you think.
Those two, we're funnier on TV. Maybe it's the screen size. If we're like this.
We like to poo in our pants. We like to
That's not in the script.
Look, dude, I don't know.
No, I want to do it just like that.
These have a sensitive condition?
Who knows? You're the one that's supposed to say this stuff.
No, you're the one on camera. Who cares about me? Shut up. I'll do it. These children have a story. Sorry.
Who would want these little lunatics to be like me? Now I've forgotten exactly what to say because I was so in love with Courtney for just a moment.
Where's Matt LeBlanc?
Everybody,
we like to poo in our pants. We like to poo in our pants.